Boston bomber that we had down here in Texas.
A package was also sent to CNN. Now, we're hearing that package was addressed to former CNN contributor John Brennan. The White House has come out and condemned the attacks. One winning ticket was sold for the record Mega Millions jackpot of what turned out to be just under $1.6 billion. That winning ticket was purchased in South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is one of the states, so that you may remain anonymous, so we may never know who actually won the big jackpot. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hurricane Wilma is continuing to lose power as it moves across Mexico. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The winds were clocked at 120 miles per hour. Officials report power had been knocked out in some areas and some structures had sustained damage. More than 4,000 people had been evacuated in coastal towns. Before hitting the mainland, Wilma swept over an offshore penal colony about 60 miles out in the Pacific. Forecasters warn of deadly flash flooding and landslides, which are possible.
That storm is expected to bring rain and possibly snow to the Northeast this weekend. Megyn Kelly reportedly apologized to her colleagues after she appeared to defend blackface Halloween costumes on Megyn Kelly Today. Kelly sent an internal email that she wrote, "I realize such behavior is wrong indeed, and I am sorry." She also said she's never been a PC kind of person, but understands that we do need to be more sensitive regarding things in this day and age. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democrats are hoping to retake the House of Representatives this midterm election. They're spending a lot of money in certain areas and hoping this money will ultimately lead to flipping certain seats that are red to blue. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana on the money disparity being spent from the Democrats versus the Republicans.
Well, Republicans all over the country are getting crushed when it comes to fundraising, again, because of Democrat tools like Act Blue. So that's allowed Democrats to run more TV commercials, and the TV commercials in these last 2 weeks are really going to swing these close races where the polling shows that these are the races where the polling shows that they're the closest.
Several artifacts that were believed to be part of the historic Dead Sea Scrolls are being called fake. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., announcing that five of what were believed to be its 16 most valuable artifacts are, in fact, not real. The museum says they're taking them down and won't be displaying them any longer. The items were tested by German-based scholars who determined that fragments from each of the five, in their words, show characteristics inconsistent with ancient origin. The museum won't say how much money was spent for the fragments, but others have paid millions to purchase similar pieces of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Game 2 of the World Series is tonight. First pitch is just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Red Sox have a 1-0 lead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Now, here is your weather report. It's pretty nice outside for an autumn day. Hopefully, we're not skipping autumn and going straight to winter. It looks like we're okay today. It's 52 degrees, and it's nice and sunny outside right now. This afternoon, it's going to stay sunny going into mostly clear tonight. The low is around 35, though, so close those windows, and if you haven't turned the heat on yet, check your furnace. Thursday, tomorrow, sunny with a high of near 52. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 34. Friday, partly sunny, high near 53. This sounds redundant. And Friday night, rain likely around 9 p.m. Here comes the weekend. Saturday, rain could be heavy at times. Sorry, folks, on Saturday. Remember to bring your umbrella and galoshes. Does anybody even use galoshes anymore? I wonder. Anyway, going into Saturday night is also raining. It's a low around 40. Sunday, at least we have a chance of some showers, a chance of some sun. And Sunday night going into there, a chance of showers there too. So remember, don't shoot the messenger. We will be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Yeah, trying something a little bit different, a little more artsy out there. So, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Today is a special day. Today we are going to talk about some really good things, good subjects coming in. I thank you for joining me. Big shout out to people who are joining us today too. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m. I'm here talking about amazing subjects, health and fitness subjects. Sometimes we have guests here too. And this is sponsored by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at 1802 Route 31 at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, right down there. And right now, we have a challenge going on. We have classes going on right now. This is a fantastic program, fantastic people, and you are going to want to write down this number. The number is 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. Write it down now because you are going to want to call us, and you are going to want to get some information about this program. We have so many things that are going on right now. Don't miss out on this, okay? One of the things I want to talk to you about, too, and I'm actually going to hold it up to the camera here. Hey, Fred. Hey, Chris. I see you. How you doing? I'm going to hold this up here. I told everybody that we're good? Okay. Okay. I'm going to keep going. So I told Michelle and Chris that I was going to hold this up here, just to let you know that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo food showcase is going to be Thursday, November 8th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. There is no charge to get in there. Right, Chris?
Correct. You're still on the air, but you're not on Facebook. So just keep going.
Oh, I can see myself on Facebook here.
Yeah, the audio is not coming through.
Oh. Okay, because I'm burning there. Okay. All right, cool. Well, do I need to restart anything for you, or you
got it?
I'm still going. I'm still recording online. Okay, so people, I'm just going to let people know that on here that we are working on the sound and experiencing difficulties, but hang in there. Awesomeness, awesomeness, awesomeness. That's working there. So anyway, so today we're going to be talking a little bit about goals, but not just goals. We're going to be talking about what happens after you reach your goals. And that's going to be an important subject too, because we talk a lot about having the goals, going to the goals, really focusing on them, writing them down, making sure that they aren't just wishes, but that they, when you write them down, they become a little bit more tangible goals. That takes them from being wishes and makes them more into the realm of reality, so to speak. And that's something that we are pretty big on down at the Max Challenge in Clinton, is to take those goals and make them tangible goals. We talked today a little bit about getting through barriers, overcoming fear and things of that nature too. So got another minute or so here before I have to have a hard break. How are we doing back there, Chris? We're good? We're getting there. Okay. You know, maybe I should take an early commercial break while you're finishing up. Is that good? Okay, we'll do that. So everybody, just hang tight right now. We're working on the sound in the back here. I appreciate Chris's help. He's awesome and fantastic. So hang tight. We will be back in just a moment.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm going to go back on air. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Hey, Holly, I see you. Please, if you're watching me on Facebook, let me know if you can hear me. Okay, we were having some difficulties with the sound. And I just want to make sure that everything is copacetic and all good. So please do me a favor, comment on the Facebook Live and let me know that you can hear me okay. All right. We're going to continue broadcasting on the radio. There we go. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate that, buddy. Let me just see if I can position this a little bit better. And, oh, my goodness. This is what it's about, though, right? Improvise, adapt, and overcome. Here we go. Watch this. Gonna like this. Here we go. Awesomeness. That's not so bad. Does the light make my eyes? Yeah. Okay. So you missed my whole. I had a whole beautiful song introduction and everything too that you guys missed out on. You missed the music part, but it is what it is. So anyway, just to jump right back into this today, we are going to talk about. Well, really, it's the attitude of progress. That's what we're doing today. All right. The attitude of progress. And what that means is that you set a goal and you work really hard for it. And now you got the goal. I mean, you made it. You crushed it. You got the goal. Now what? Now what do we do? What happens next? This is a big question, and I think it's a question that I've been hearing a lot lately down at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Again, our phone number is 908-627-7020. You are going to want to call us. Hey, Melissa, thanks for watching. So you hit the goal. It's not a wish anymore. It's actually something that's real. It's something that's tangible. It's something that you can see the results on. Okay, and although you can talk about goals for almost anything, primarily, of course, today, because this is the Max Challenge of Clinton, I'm going to be talking about how this pertains to health and fitness goals. That's going to be important here. So you hit the goal. Now what? I mean, if you're watching this and you finished your 10-week challenge, there may be a couple of people that you've noticed that once that 10-week challenge is off and you're going on, and hey, Michelle, you're going on, you're on Legacy, you're working out, you're eating right, but now there's these temptations that weren't there before, and maybe you hit the snooze button once a week when before you didn't. See, there's a mentality change that seems to go on here when we're talking about what to do after you hit the goals. And it's really a funny thing. I've talked about this in a couple of power talks recently too, which is the way we end our classes. And I really wanted to share this in a little bit more detail with you all. And if you've heard any of my power talks, you know, I try to touch on specific points. I only have like 90 seconds to do it. Now I got a little bit more time, so we'll talk a little bit more about it. So I want you to write this down, and I want you to write this down unless you're driving, of course, and then don't, but I want you to write it down and remember this, because this is something that I'm learning more about, and I'm going to explain why. When you hit your goal, the thing that happens next is you need to keep progressing. You need to keep progressing. So write this down. Progress equals happiness. Okay. I want you to think about any time in life where you have been doing something that you needed to keep progressing on. It could be financially, it could be your career, it could be anything that you were driven towards a goal. If you weren't progressing, if you were stagnated, let's say, or even if you were going backwards, let's say you're going backwards, how did you feel? If you were going backwards, did you feel happy? Did you feel good? No, nobody does. Nobody does. This is a human thing, you know? So, hey, Ava. So this is a human thing, that to feel happy in certain situations in our lives, we have to progress. I'm going to jump around on my notes here because I think this is a pretty cool story. How many of you listening and watching right now saw Rocky 2 and Rocky 3. Okay. If you saw Rocky 2 or Rocky 3 and Rocky 3, whatever, give me some thumbs up here and some hearts so I know that you're listening to me. Okay. But if you saw Rocky 2, Rocky 3, this is going to be important. So here's the thing. In Rocky 2, Rocky trains real hard, you know. At the end of the first one, he's like, there's not going to be a rematch. And now he's training really hard and he gets out there and he wins the championship from Apollo Creed, right? He wins the championship. Now, he wins the championship, and this is something that he spent years training for. Hey, Kim. He spent years training for this. Years. It was just a focus in his life. It was something that, oh, man, I could even say, if you saw the movies, this character Rocky, he was hungry for. And in certain ways, if you read about it, it kind of reflected the life of Sylvester Stallone in real life too. But this is something he spent years training for. He ate it. He breathed it. He drank it. He slept it. He wanted to be the champion of the world. And here he had this shot. So now, after, well, no, people will debate whether he lost or not in the first one, but he comes back in the second one and he trains even harder. And his trainer helps him. You know, they're watching films of the first fight and he's looking to see how he can become better. And now he does it. After years of training, he beats Apollo Creed. And now Rocky Balboa is the most famous boxer in the world. And he is the championship. He's a champion of the world. He's won the world championship. And then what happens afterwards? Not surprisingly, he begins to enjoy his life in a different way. He's got this. He's got this championship now. He made it. He trained hard for it. And now he's got it. So he basically stops training, right? I mean, if you remember the movie in Rocky II, he stops training. He goes out and he starts doing commercials badly, but he's doing commercials and he's enjoying this money that he's got, and he's famous now, and people are, you know, talking to him and talking to him about investment properties, and he's going to buy a house and he's going to get married. And there's spoiler alerts here if you've never seen it, but hopefully 30 years later you have. So he stops training, and more we begin to realize that he stopped training because he thinks he's the best. And his trainer even starts setting up other fights to defend his title, right? And he takes on, you know, a lot of these other boxers, but we find out later that those boxers are pretty much crappy, that his trainer's trying to protect him in a sense, and they're just about guaranteed to lose. So Rocky's walking around thinking he's the best. He's the best. His training isn't as hard. He's not, you know, just, it's not just all his life to become world champion anymore. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, Clubber Lang, right? Remember Mr. T as Clubber Lang? I pity the fool. Mr. T as Clubber Lang. Clubber Lang, he's hungry just to have a shot at this championship now, right? And he's going to be Rocky's newest adversary, and pretty much worthiest too. So while all these other, you know, bums are, you know, taking on Rocky and they're pretty much easy to beat, Rocky's walking around thinking he's the best. Clubber Lang is out there and he is training. He's training with ferocity. He's training with passion. He's really focused on getting a shot at the title. So while Balboa is kind of just dancing through all these easier matches, basically, Clubber Lang is working his butt off and he's climbing. He's going through the ranks until he finally gets this shot at the title with Rocky. And what happens? Okay. If you've seen it, it's no surprise to you to know that Rocky has now grown complacent. Write that word down. Complacent. And he stopped pushing himself. He stopped really working towards it. He stopped, you know, challenging himself, considering that this is, we're talking about the Max Challenge of Clinton here. I think it's an appropriate word. He stopped challenging himself. And what happens to him? He gets into that ring with Clubber Lang, and Clubber Lang wipes the floor with him. He beats him senseless. And he does it pretty quickly, too. You know, Clubber Lang is this freaking animal out there. Rocky didn't know what to expect. He didn't expect that, though. He didn't expect that. So Rocky lost his edge. He grew complacent because he rested on his laurels. He rested on this achievement. It was a fantastic goal. Hey, Marjorie. It was a fantastic goal that he had, and he made it, and he deserved the accolades, but then he rested on it. And he grew complacent while resting on his laurels for this achievement. So what we need to do is we need to understand that all of us will be happier if we stay in the process of achieving things. Progress equals happiness. So the mentality here is, and this comes straight from the movie, is we need to stay hungry. What do we need to have? We need to have the eye of the tiger, right? The eye of the tiger. Gotta have the eye of tiger. Gotta stay hungry. It's just human nature. Hey, Jenny, it's just human nature that when we are progressing in something, we are happier. We love seeing. We don't just love seeing other people making progress. We love to see ourselves make progress. And your life is going to be much more fulfilling. Much more fulfilling as you gain experience and you pick the next thing. Like I said, I'm bouncing around here. So this is what I wrote here, and I hope Jillian at the center forgives me for using this term because we talk about this sometimes. It's time to level up. That's right. Now, we have a joke about level up because I tell her I'm not getting older. I'm just leveling up. But that's a whole other story. So listen, and by the way, shout out to Team Clinton. Shout out to Team Clinton. We got Ron and Lauren, the owners. Megan's our lead instructor. Jillian's one of our instructors. Sarah is at the desk there. And, you know, we are all here to help you. And my name's Mark, by the way, center manager, instructor, motivator. so that's who we are. And every one of us, every single one of us is here to help you and assist you. So really what it comes down to here is if you want to enjoy things in your life, if you want to have an ongoing feeling of fulfillment, the word, the secret word that you're going to want to write down is progress. This equals happiness. And while you think that material things are going to bring you happiness, they are really just momentary, aren't they? They're going to excite you for a little while. I mean, you just look at here we are, we're coming up to the holidays, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah are coming up, and you have a child. Let's just say there's a little boy who wants a superhero doll, action figure, superhero action figure, okay? Maybe it's Superman. And he sees it on TV, and it's, Mommy, Daddy, this is what I want for Christmas. I really want to have this. This is going to bring me happiness. This is what this kid's thinking. He's thinking that he's going to feel, in a childlike way, he's going to feel really fulfilled if he could just have this doll. Just want this doll. Gotta have this doll. And so, Mom and Dad, they go out. And, let me just stop right there. Hey, Kathy, let me just stop right there. Santa, okay, whatever, brings this child this Superman doll. All right. This kid opens up the box and flips out. Happiest as he can be. This is what he wanted. And if you're a parent and you're watching this or you're listening, what's going to happen 2 days later, 4 days later, maybe 7 days later with this action figure? You see what I mean? That's the easiest way to say it. It's going to bring this temporary excitement for a moment, couple of moments, and then it's going to go away. The only thing that really makes us happy in the long term is knowing that we are going to do something that allows us to make progress. When it comes to your health and fitness, this is extremely important. Do you hear me? Extremely important. And I'm not talking about, and this is a difference, I want you to understand this, we're not talking here about making changes. You see, change is rather automatic, isn't it? Change just will happen without us even trying. The weather is going to change. The economy is going to change. Our bodies, whether we like it or not, in a lot of different ways, our bodies are all going to change. So I'm not talking about making changes. I'm talking about making progress. And here's the thing. Progress is a result. Hey, Kim. Progress is a result, and you might want to write this down too, of taking action by actively choosing to take a course towards another goal or towards excuse me, at least something. Because if you
choose, if you actively choose to make progress and create a life, you're going to create a whole new life. And there's a lot of you who are listening and watching right now. You're at the Max Challenge of Clinton. You have created a whole new life for yourself in 10 weeks. And now you're keeping going with this, right? So if you're doing something and you're progressing towards something that you just love, that you have passion about, I'll tell you right now, when your feet hit the floor, when you get out of bed first thing in the morning, knowing that what you are going to do that day will positively impact you, will contribute to your happiness, your life will feel better. I'm just trying to think ahead here. How do you do something like that? One of the first things that you need to understand is that, and you're going to want to write this down or remember this, ladies and gentlemen, you do not need an excuse to feel good. You can feel good for absolutely no reason at all. It's a weird thing. I don't know if that's a human thing or if it's an American thing, but a lot of times we go through our day, our weeks, our months, our years, thinking that we need a reason to just feel good, but you don't. And when you begin to learn that there, you can feel good for just no reason at all, you will begin to feel happier, especially when you are creating a life. And by creating a life, I mean that you're taking charge of your health. When you're doing that and you're progressing towards it, you're going to feel good. Tony Robbins, I listened to Tony Robbins a bit. He wrote something one time. I wrote it down here. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. You've got that. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. I'll tell you right now, one of the ways that you feel fulfilled, one of the ways you get to this progress, which is going to equal happiness after you hit your goal, and you need to do that, is by taking massive action. Massive action. That's the way to do it. I'm not just talking action. I'm talking massive action. Because we as human beings, we like to make this progress. And if you aren't taking action, sitting around talking about it, sitting around complaining about it, does nothing for you. Nothing for you. You need to take action towards it. And you need to take massive action towards this. And you know something? You know, if you make a to-do list at the beginning of your day, you say, these are five things that I need to do today. All right. How good does it feel at the end of your day? You're just checking these things off. You have all five things done at the end of your day. How does that make you feel? Feels good. It feels good to do that. It's, you know, again, we were talking about leveling up and being with video games and such like that too. When you're going through some of these role-playing video games, maybe you play them or your kid plays them or you know somebody who does, you're gaining experience points and you want to level up, all right? And the thing is that if you get used to improving yourself, you may want to write this part down too. If you get used to improving yourself, improving becomes addictive. You know, all these little short-term successes, and I've said this to people in class too, that when you succeed in class, when you do those couple of extra push-ups, maybe that week you lost that extra 2 pounds, you've done, you know, two more burpees or your very first burpee ever, whatever it is, when you get that feeling of success in class, it's going to carry over into other parts of your life, and you're going to want that feeling of success everywhere. Everywhere in your personal relationships, your friendships, your career, your job, whatever it is, it's all those smaller successes that lead to these big successes. And you know, it's a chemical reaction too. You know, you get these endorphin rushes going on, dopamine gets released, and it makes us want more. We want more and more, and that's okay, because you know something? If you're going to be addicted to anything, be addicted to improving yourself. Time is flying here before I get to my second break here. Let me talk to you about this. We just mentioned a minute ago, I mentioned, you know, that we were talking about this little boy who wanted a Superman action figure. But let me talk about a different superhero. I'm going to go back to the Avengers for a second. Yeah, I know. All right, before you start messaging me that I'm going from DC to Marvel, I know it, all right? But don't expound on these different universes, all right, people? I get it. But I want to talk I want to talk about Iron Man for a second. So here's the thing. Tony Stark, spoiler alert. Tony Stark is Iron Man. Okay, in case you haven't seen it or read the comic books at all. So what happens? Tony goes through something that's life-changing, changes his life, changes his perspective. And what he's doing is he is spending, 18 hours a day in the laboratory constructing this suit for months. Who knows how many months? 6 months, 7 months, whatever it is. He's building the suit. He's testing it out. He's trying to make sure that this suit is the best that it can be. One day, he gets it. Okay, he gets it. The suit flies. It does everything. So now, use your imagination, ladies and gentlemen. I know as adults, we're told not to use our imagination too much, but I'm going to allow you to break that habit right now. Use your imagination. So he finishes his suit. It's the best it can be. It's this beautiful, shiny suit. So now what he's going to do is he's going to go put it into a glass trophy case in his living room. And he's just going to sit there and look at it from right across the living room. Every now and then he'll have some friends over, have a party. Be like, hey, look at this nice suit. What does it do? Oh, man, this is the best suit ever. It does this. It flies. It's indestructible, whatever it is. No. No, 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 no. If you completed your 10-week challenge and you feel great, you have all this energy, you've lost, tons of weight, whatever it is, you're stronger, you have more energy, you're more agile, you have more flexibility, you wake up in the morning with this purpose, okay? You're done with that. This is not the time for you to take this new body of yours, this new life of yours, and put it into a freaking display case and admire it from a distance. No. What you do is you need to get that damn suit. You need to put it on and you need to find out exactly what you are able to do, what you are capable of doing. It's not the time when you hit your goal. 10-week challenge, whatever it is, 30-pound weight loss, 20 burpees, 30 push-ups. I don't give a damn what it is. When you hit that goal, that is not the time for you to stop and take that life, this new health, this new body, and put it into a display case just to stare at it while you're watching, Jeopardy at night. That's not what this is. Put it on. Put your new suit on. Find out what you're able to do with it. You know what that means? That means, and here's a suggestion. I want you to write this down. I want you to start to make a list of everything you couldn't do before. All right? If you've been with us for 14, 15 weeks now, I want you to go back. I don't want you to remember day one of week one. I want you to remember the week before day one of week one. I want you to think about what you are able to do now that you couldn't do then. If you're a new member with us and you're 5 weeks in or 4 weeks in, if it doesn't matter when you started, I want you to think about how you're feeling now. Look at what you're capable of doing now in class and in life. You're going hiking, you're climbing stairs, you're not losing your breath, you're playing with your children or your grandchildren, anything. I want you to start to make a list of all the things that you're able to do now that you couldn't do then. Yeah, maybe you're sprinting up the stairs, maybe before you would go for a walk with your partner, your spouse, and you'd get out there for 20 minutes and you'd be winded, right? But now you're out there walking for 2 hours, spending time together. Okay. Is this the time for you to stop? Really? Really? Is this the time for you to stop? Is this the time for you to take your foot off the gas pedal? No. Hell no, it's not. So it's not just about looking, hey Ron, it's not just about looking at focusing on the goal of whether it's, you know, getting stronger, getting more energy, losing weight, whatever it is, now is to start to look at some of your performance capabilities, okay? Your performance capabilities. And write down things you can do now that you couldn't do 10 weeks ago or 15 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago. I don't care. Start, because you know it. You know it. I know, not going to name names, but you come up to me in class. You come up to me in class and you say, I can't believe I'm doing this. So start to write it down and compare. So when you have a new set of goals now that aren't necessarily just about, I need to lose another 15 pounds or 20 pounds or anything like that, you can add on different types of goals that are like a little bit more performance oriented. So you're doing legacy. You got another 5 weeks in your challenge. I've already dropped 12 pounds and I'm capable of doing 6 push-ups for the first time in my life. Hey, Lauren, you know what? Reset those goals and look towards the progress that's going to bring you there. Remember, progress equals happiness. You're doing 6 push-ups now. You know what? Within the next 2 weeks, I want to do 12 push-ups. I want to lose 4 more pounds and I want to do 12 push-ups. All right. Listen, here's the thing. It's a personal thing. It's a level 10 thing. It's always up here. What's level 10? It's always a little bit longer, a little bit faster, a little bit heavier weight, a little bit harder, whatever it is. You're always pushing yourself just a little bit more, you know, and then there's going to be, and I understand this, I can hear it out there. People will come up to me and say, you know, Mark, this all sounds good. I get it. I'm just interested in feeling better about myself. Okay. I'm just interested in looking a little bit better. And that's fine. I get that. But don't forget this. And you're going to want to write this down too, probably. Appearance is a consequence of fitness levels. Right? Right? Come on. Our appearance is a consequence of our fitness level. And when you stay hungry, remember what I just said about Rocky. He became complacent. Clubber Lang, hungry, kicked his butt. What did Rocky have to do now after that? He had to reset. Did he give up? No. No, he did not give up. He reset himself and he trained harder and harder and faster than he ever did before in his life. He got hungry. What did I say before? Huh? He got the eye of the tiger. Okay? So by staying hungry and working towards these new sets of goals, your body will follow suit with that. So you're going to continue to feel better and you're going to continue to look better and you're going to continue to feel stronger and more agile and your energy level, you think your energy level is high now after 10 weeks? You keep going on this journey. Yes, you can have more energy even than you have now. Go back to that list of things that you can do now that you couldn't do 10 weeks ago or 15 weeks ago. This is what it's about. It's about staying hungry. I'm talking about performance-based goals, okay? I'm up on a hard break coming up. My gosh, this is really flying by today. I could literally talk about this for 2 hours. I had so much material here, but I'm going to whittle it down here. But, you know, out there, there's going to be somebody out there that you, hey, Sarah, that you've heard about or read about. You know, this person dropped 100 pounds and they didn't just stop. After they lost 100 pounds, what did they do? They started looking on doing, you know, pull-ups or, you know, running in a race of some sort or anything. You know, when you are facing a herd of dragons and you slay one dragon, you don't just stop at slaying one dragon. You've got to keep your eyes on the other dragons. All right. Listen, I'm up on a hard break here. I am going to come back in just a little bit. The cool thing about doing Facebook Live on my phone because everything is down is I get to keep talking to you while I play commercials on the other one, though. So we're going to keep talking in just a few seconds. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are waiting to talk to you and help you change your life. For people listening on the radio, I will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. We have enrollment specials going on now. My goodness, if you haven't talked to us, if you haven't gotten more information about this program, you are missing out on one of the best things of your life. Guaranteed. Listen, I have about 9 minutes left. So let me just try to bring this down a little bit more here. Gave you two examples here of Rocky fighting Clubber Lang, losing, getting hungry again, Eye of the Tiger, training and coming back and beating him. All right. We talked about Tony Stark. He gets this suit, he perfects it, and he doesn't just put it into a trophy case and admire it from a distance. He gets it on, and he finds out what he's capable of doing. So my challenge to you, whether you are in the middle of a 10-week challenge or whether you are out of your 10-week challenge and you're continuing your legacy journey, the challenge I have for you is to always train towards a goal. Always be hungry. Find out what you're capable of doing. How many years have you wanted the body that you have now? And listen, there's going to be some people, you're not happy yet. That's fine. That's cool. You know what your goal is. So you're going to keep training for it. Gotcha. Do it. But now maybe you hit that goal. I wanted to lose 30 pounds. I've lost 31 pounds. Yeah, right? What do I do next? I challenge you to find out what you're capable of doing, okay? You keep training at the classes. You follow your nutrition, okay, whatever stage you're going to be doing. Maybe you want to run a 5K. I saw that up on one of our goal walls, right? Maybe you've never run a 5K. I've been wanting to run a 5K. But now here's a good time for you to do it. Okay. I like to cycle. Maybe you want to ride a century ride, or you want to do a 50 mile ride or something like that. There's no reason that you can't do these things. What I'm trying to say is that train towards a goal. What we offer here at the Max Challenge of Clinton is a community, almost a family, I would say, who is going to support you towards whatever goal you have. You know, I know that some people are getting married soon. Maybe you're watching, you're not a member, and you're watching and listening, and you're getting married next spring. And I really should say a quick shout out to my beautiful fiance, Susan. And I love you, honey. I hope you're listening. But maybe you're getting married next spring, next summer. And you know what? This is not just for girls. It's just for guys too, okay? Ladies, you want to look good in your wedding dress. Guys, you want to look dapper in that tux too, all right? You should look as good as you can for your bride also, man. It's not just that the girl should look as great as she can in a wedding dress, you know, for her groom. You know, you can train to look good in a tuxedo also. I'm sure she's going to appreciate that, okay? And I guess I should talk about pumpkin seeds the next show. Right, Ron? Just saying, man. Anyway, there's a whole story behind that. So, hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy? So, progress equals happiness. Bring it to the next level. Train towards a goal. Just because the calendar has clicked over from 10 weeks to week 11 does not mean that you should stop. It doesn't mean that you should give in to your temptations either. You know, what have I said to so many of you is that on the weekends, you want to have one meal, or is it just the entire weekend? You're just blowing it off. No, you can't do that anymore. You know why? That's the old you, right? There was habits and there was this narration that went on in your head for years and years. That's the old you. Don't let the old you dictate the path to the new you. You want to write that down too? Don't let the old you dictate the path for the new you. New person, new body, new health, new attitudes, new accomplishments, new habits, new narration. Okay? Watch the thoughts that you have. If you want to know what you need to do after you hit your goal, stay hungry. Keep hungry. Train towards this goal. And listen, you've crushed it so far, right? You've crushed it so far. Why the hell, mate, can't you just keep crushing it? I'm going to get excited about this for a second. Why can't you just keep moving? Why can't you keep moving forward? What are you going to do next? You know? And it's one of these things that I'm going to be careful here because I'm not going to talk about other businesses and stuff like that. But listen, we offer a very specific program with a specific type of training that is proven to work. And you go off and you're going to do something different. Be careful. You know what? You should go back and find the link. I did a whole show on what happens when you stop HIIT training. Because it's not like going to a big box gym that doesn't care about who you are, doesn't know your name, doesn't care if you show up. You know, as long as they can get their money, their 10 bucks every month, that's all they really care about at the end of the day. It's not like stopping going on a treadmill after 3 weeks when you stop HIIT training. Okay? You will see massive changes in our program, but you're also going to see massive changes if you stop this type of training too. That's as simple as that. Just a heads up. But there's a whole other show on that, okay? I only have about 3 minutes more here. Don't be like Rocky Balboa. Don't let Clubber Lang come in and beat the crap out of you, all right? This is serious stuff. There's a lot of stories out there, by the way. You can find a lot of motivational stories. I know there was one story that I read out there about a mom who lost 40 pounds. And you know what? She lost 40 pounds. She had all this energy. Her kids were happier. Her husband was happier. You know, she was a stay-at-home mom. You know what she always wanted to do? She wanted to run a half marathon. So she started training for that next too. That's all something that you can do. But do something. All right, I've said this so many times. Again, I could talk for 2 hours on this, ladies and gentlemen. You know what this is coming to. Hey, Nicole, thanks for watching. You know, I just want you to get out of bed every morning and put your feet on the ground and be hungry. I want you to get out of bed every morning and focus. Focus on something. I want you to get out of bed every morning, put your feet on the ground, and be excited about the life that you are creating and have created for yourself. And I'm talking about your health, I'm talking about your fitness level. I want you to go out there and not stop achieving, to keep going forward. Do those extra push-ups. Lose that extra weight that you want to lose. You know, get your cardio up to a level. Whatever it is, I just want you to stay hungry about it. Progress equals happiness. And if you finished your 10 weeks or you're in the middle of it and you're going backwards and you need to talk about it, reach out to Team Clinton. Any one of us will be happy, more than happy, to sit down with you, talk about your nutrition, talk about those mental roadblocks, because they're there. But I want you to get off this roller coaster that you've been on for years, maybe for your entire life. I want you to get off that damn roller coaster and stay focused. Have the eye of the tiger. Stay hungry. Okay? I hit my goal. Now what? Now what is stay hungry? Level up. Progress equals happiness. Okay? I'm going to finish up the radio show portion of this, and I'm going to let you guys go, and thank you for watching on Facebook. Okay, I'm going to post this link, so check it out. Okay, you're on the radio for us. I appreciate you listening here. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. That is our phone number. You really should be calling us. My name is Mark LaRose. I'm the center manager, and I am so honored to have been here with you today. I'm humbled. Don't forget, the Chamber of Commerce is having their business expo on Thursday, November 8th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's no charge to get in there. Check it out. You should be calling us too, 908-627-7020. We are here to help you out, okay? I will be back next week and with a different subject. And remember to live on purpose and take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, suspicious packages addressed to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were intercepted by Secret Service. Also, CNN headquarters in New York and a Florida office for former DNC chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz were evacuated after packages were found there as well. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has a message for New Yorkers.
I want to let all New Yorkers know you can go about your daily routine knowing the NYPD and all these other agencies are here to protect you. It's important to note that this is an ongoing investigation. As we have more information, we will provide it.
Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the person responsible for the packages.
Those responsible will be brought to justice.
Volunteers in Barron, Wisconsin are continuing to search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing 8 days ago, the same day her parents were found shot to death in their home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
with lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming. Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Researchers at a medical university in Vienna, Austria, report that people are eating tiny pieces of plastic along with their food. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The research involved people from the UK and from seven other countries. Lead researcher Dr. Philip Schwabe says he was surprised that the plastic particles showed up from everyone in the study in every sample taken from the different countries.
I was surprised very much that all participants, independently of their place where they live, really had microplastics in their stool. So this shows the sources might be really multiple.
I'm John Clemens.
Lottery officials on Wednesday said the $1.6 billion Mega Millions ticket was purchased at the Casey Mart No. 7 in Simpsonville, South Carolina. It's possible we may never know the winner, as South Carolina is one of the 8 states where the winner can remain anonymous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love my pillow.